The new My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
We had a story on today's show about AMC making new text-friendly theaters, and Will thinks it's the worst idea ever. Rachel thinks, it might not be so bad.
No, this is the worst idea ever. They don't have the big previews before movies saying everybody shut off their phones for no reason. I mean, it's going to be distracting to other people who are trying to get into a movie. Sometimes it's just hard to get into a movie.
I guess, but those previews are going away, and they could actually do theaters where it's all texters all the time. I love it. But anyways, it got us thinking about some of the worst experiences we've had at movie theaters.
This is probably my worst experience at a movie theater.
This is why you're bitter about movie theaters.
This is one of the reasons I'm bitter about movie theaters. And it happened, of course, on an opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother and I went to go see one of the Hobbit movies.
Okay.
It was around the holidays, so, you know, there's nothing to do outside. Might as well go see a movie. We go see the Hobbit movie. The movie theater is absolutely packed. We are up at the back row.
Ugh.
He got the aisle seat. Lucky him.
Yeah.
I got to sit next to somebody I don't know. And of
right
course,
next to him, no buffer seat.
I mean, no. Oh, absolutely not. These movie theater seats, you are uncomfortably close no matter what. So this guy next to me apparently forgot you can breathe out of your nose and mouth.
Right.
Because he just was breathing out of his mouth the whole time and loudly.
And apparently forgot to brush his teeth as well.
Maybe he forgot to. I think he stopped brushing his teeth at about 8 because his breath was so. It was so horrible, Rachel. I drank all of the soda in my cup.
Yeah.
And I had to start breathing through the straw.
You did not.
No, I seriously didn't start breathing through the straw.
Like your own mini oxygen tank.
It was so bad. If I didn't, I could taste it in my mouth.
Oh, that's gross. I don't know how you could be so close to him that you could smell his breath.
It was that bad. And it gets worse than that, Rachel.
What else?
I had a big thing of popcorn my brother and I were sharing. We couldn't finish it. What do you do when you're done with popcorn at the movie theater?
Put it down under your seat.
Put it down under my seat.
Mm-hmm.
Not more than maybe 2 minutes later. Guess who has a new bucket of popcorn?
He did not.
He took it out and started eating it. Now I've got
He stole your popcorn?
He stole the popcorn, started eating it, and now he's got bad popcorn breath.
Wow.
That he's breathing on me.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, just adding texting on top of that would set me over the top.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, that's pretty bad. I can see why you're a little bitter. My story pales in comparison to that, but I did go to the movies with my nephew. We went to see Ninja Turtles, and there was a woman there with 3 kids.
Ugh.
One was a baby. I mean, a baby. And the baby, of course, proceeded to scream through the beginning of the movie. The 2 other kids that she had with her ran up and down and back out and around. They wouldn't sit down. She was yelling at them the whole time. I mean, 3 kids, probably under the age of 6 at this movie. So, I mean, obviously it definitely distracted from my enjoyment of the movie.
So she didn't get to watch the movie because she's yelling at her kids. She had to pay for herself. She had to pay for her 3 kids. Why are you going to the movies?
I know. I don't get that. Leave the little babies at home, seriously.
I see the on-demand rentals going way up after this.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If I was in that situation again, I would just text the manager, get in here and get these kids out of here.
Mm-hmm. Bad idea.
It's Rachel and Will and My Mornings on the new My 96.1.